Hello out there and welcome. My name is Sharon Froschen. As always, I am the Chief Operating Officer of the Discover Your Path You platform, where we believe that the community is the guru, every life can teach, and everyone can grow. To that end, I am also the host of this show, The Connection Sessions, where we bring together practitioners, entrepreneurs, artists, marketers, spiritualists, mentors, and students in an effort to connect to community, learn from each other, and grow. Today, I have a lady who is extremely patient with me back in the middle of July when I was unable to get my internet to work. So she rescheduled with me to be here today, Claire Rajan, who is a close personal friend, somebody that I really look up to and enjoy speaking with, and somebody who has a deeply profound spiritual aspect to her life. Claire believes that all of our personal growth should be congruent with our own spiritual evolution. In other words, we're following that star print on our lives for who we're supposed to be. And I just love that about you, Claire. I love how you focus on mindfulness and how you focus on truly being present in the moment. So if you wouldn't mind sharing with us, how did you come to life coaching and how did you come to this style of coaching where it's all about truly owning our own authenticity and grace?
Okay, thank you so much, Sharon, for that lovely introduction. And well, it's a really long story. It's an interesting story. I think for me, it has, I think I'm going to take you back in time. At least maybe 10 or 12 years ago when I had, I was at a point in life when I was having a crisis, a huge major crisis in terms of just not being able to navigate life effectively in the manner where I felt I was being productive, being sensible, and I was just all over the place. And I was confused. And what happened was every time I turned to anyone, I really did not get help. Mm. Now, taking you back to my childhood and something that's very unique to me, which is I have always had a very strong connection with God. Mm. I was born, raised Catholic. And to me, even though my family was like a very practicing, good Christian Catholic family, I believe, for whatever the strange reason is, I had an extra connection, like one extra thread going on, which would always take me back to sitting in church and conversing. It would be like me having a conversation with God all the time. So that's something I think I developed from my childhood, which no one told me go to church, be it in mass, do that. No, it was something that naturally came out from me. And I was there even during my college years when everyone was having fun, and everyone was wild. I don't know, but that one thing would just keep me going back. Anyway, that was something that was really very special to me as an individual. So I held on to that. And what I did was I would ask, like, God, I'm having all these problems. I need help. So I was, at that time, very faithful, had a strong belief in a God external to me. And I would continuously say, I need help. I need help. But I was not getting the help. The people who would ask, who I would then turn to and say, okay, I need help, would say, God's giving you this because he wants you to suffer, or whatever those strange things that you come up with. Anyway. So I had reached a point where I was like, this is just too hard for me. I'm praying like nonstop. I'm not getting any results. I'm not changing personally, and I'm not able to handle the daily matters of my life. So I was in this really horrible state where I was only relying on my faith. And this is where I think something shifted in my consciousness. Again, it was something that happened inward where I just turned 360 degrees and I started going into something needs to be discovered here. I mean, what, and the way I would explain it is I went, like the way I picture it in my mind is I went on a journey where it was as if there was an inner guide that would take me on a different platform. I was like on a strange journey, and I was going to a new station every 2 months.
Oh, wow.
I, I started, and for, and to give you a very simple example, I mean, I was born and raised Catholic, which said astrology is bad. I mean, if you look at astrology, you are sinning. It is taboo. It is whatever they come up with. And I landed in a station of, okay, I'm at astrology now. This is very interesting. I look at my natal chart and like, ooh, this makes complete sense. That's exactly why I am the way I am. And so I would pick up this information. I would understand it at a very, very broad level. I wouldn't have to necessarily go into the specifics, but enough to say this is valuable. Mm-hmm. And then I move to the next thing. So I moved from station to station to station to station over the course of many, many years. And it was something that was became so exciting for me internally that I just followed whatever it was that was leading me. I was like, okay, this is good fun because I was learning. And most importantly, what I began to see was I started gaining more control over my life. That entire process. So that journey that was, it was very self-driven. It was very unconsciously self-driven. Mm-hmm. I was not consciously doing it, but there was a part of me that was acting as my guide, that was directing me into look at this, pay attention to this, pay attention to this, and you know, various different aspects of life in general. And to me, it became very conversational, wherein when I would sit down to say, okay, I have a problem, I'm having a certain problem with life, I would engage my own inner guide in conversation. So to me, it became very faith-based. So there was this strong element of my faith was now being put into practice. So I still had this very strong faith. I was seeing benefits of the effort that I was putting into towards learning and saying, okay, what can I do to improve? Irrespective of what other people are saying, what other people are doing, how can I take complete responsibility that I'm the one who's crazy, I'm the one who's having all of this internal madness is inside me. And I need help to fix that madness inside me. So that was, I think, it was a very lonely path. I have to tell you that, because it went on for many, many years, for practically a decade, where I was on this journey of self-discovery at a very personal level, very self-directed by that inner guide, and yet I was seeing the benefit of my action, where what was happening at that point was I was not able to communicate what I was going through to anyone because people were like, oh, what are you talking about? So it was like, I couldn't communicate that with my parents. I could not communicate it with anyone in an effective manner where I sounded like there was going to be, I mean, there was an end result to this or there was... Yes, people were seeing me changed. People were seeing me a little bit distant because I knew I had to be cautious because I realized many of the things I was going to probably put come out of my mouth would be like, hey, back off. You know what?
She's a little crazy.
So I did go through that a very long period of a sense of isolation where I felt I could not really relate to people very well. But yet I had literally self-discovered such important truths, which is so valuable to human life, which is just get in touch with yourself. I mean, you have all the answers inside of you. The answers lie there. But you have to have something that will really be a strong, like a guide. So... so that was really that was my journey into a process which helped me evolve as a human being. Now, very recently, Now, this is another thing that happens to me, which is I go through, it's like if you have theory and you have practicals, right? Like if you're learning something, you have the theoretical aspects and then you have the practical aspects of how to implement it. What was happening to me was I was going through all this practical knowledge, but I had no theory behind it. I was like, how does this fit? It's not fit. I'm going through this experience that is utterly valuable, but yet I was not able to put it into something that, you know, was like, okay, this is a framework. This is how people evolve. Until very recently. Recently I began to come across something called as Jungian psychology. Hmm. Which is a lot to do with the individuation process that an individual goes through.
Yes.
And so according to that, the Jungian psychology, human beings evolve. We go through stages in life.
Yes.
And there are these cycles that like sometimes you say every 7 years, your perspective shifts and stuff like that. And what happens is people go through two distinct stages. One is their childhood, their adolescence, their teens, or whatever it is, that period, and something that hits them maybe around the age of 29, 30, 31, 36, whatever, that period, when there is a complete shift that happens to individuals.
Yes.
And that is called the individuation phase. However, not many people see that as some, or it does not impact them significantly. Whereas for other people, it impacts them very significantly. And then they go through an internal crisis.
Yes.
And what I believe, to me, what happened when those 10 or 12 years ago, when all of this started, was an individuation process that shifted me inward and started an exploration, which then led me to help myself. And when I read about individuation, I was like, yes, this makes complete sense. This is what I have experienced. Okay. And to me, that phase is so important in a person's life because it's their chance to realign themselves.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So, I love that.
It is that, you know, and that's where the spiritual evolution comes, which is, I think for me, the main, the sentence that I completely associate with is we are a spiritual being having a human experience.
Yes. And the part of that experience is pain.
Yes. When we are young and when we are guided by our parents, our conditioning or whatever it is, I mean, our social conditioning, that's the human part, that's the ego that is developing. And then we grow up, we are able to handle the daily matters of whatever, our professional lives and whatever else we can do. But there is an inner void and an emptiness that continues to call. And that's what kicks in during the individuation phase, which is your second phase, which is, okay, you've grown up, you have this great career, which is bringing you the money, but you're all hollow and inside and void inside. And what are you going to do about it? Because it's that internal void that continues to give us our crazy problems. It continues to hold the, you know, in Jungian psychology, they call it the neurosis. It's the neurosis that we all live with. And that's what continues to be held if we don't actually have a successful individuation.
Wow, Claire, I just want to let you know, Steve Alexander Simmons is watching and he says, lovely to see how much Claire has grown. That lady is blossoming.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Steve. He's a good friend of mine.
I love the subject of Jungian psychology because he was a student not only of astrology, but also of myth. And Joseph Campbell's work and Jungian psychology go together really well because Joseph Campbell's work, The Masks of God, is about all of the archetypes that we evolve throughout life and this thing called the hero's journey, which is what you're discussing as the process of individuation. This is where we're a part of a society. We identify that something is not satisfactory in this society. We get that call to adventure. We leave our society, we go out, we have adventures, we face our dragon, which we inevitably find to be ourselves.
Absolutely.
And then we return to the community like you're doing now.
Exactly.
That story. And in astrology, as you know, the Saturn return happens at between 28 and 31. And this is when Saturn returns to the exact same place in the sky that it was when you were born. And Saturn is Kronos, Father Time, the really stern father who wants you to learn your lessons and do your homework.
Yep.
When it comes back around to that same place in the sky, for me, my Saturn return was I was homeless, I was drug addicted, and my family didn't know if I was dead or alive. And during my Saturn return, I got sober, I came off the streets, I found my own place, I got my own job, and I returned to society. So it's a really integral part of our development, and it's also part of the reason why mainly the majority of ancient societies didn't consider you an adult until you were 30.
Absolutely.
Because it was this process. So having studied astrology and having studied Jungian psychology, what is it that you can use from that to help a client who's maybe between 28 and 30 and being like, what the hell is going on? How do you help guide them through that?
I think there is there are certain very key elements that are required for a person to be able to really embrace the ideas that I would even present them. Mm-hmm. One is that of personal responsibility.
Oh yes.
You know, I mean, if you are going to play a victim and you like the story of victim, yeah. It's going to be really hard to embrace anything. I talk, you'll be like, no, you're the Saturn in my life. You're like the past pastor. And I get that. I mean, I don't think, and sometimes I think I can come across as the one with who has the whip, because that's what I did to myself. I was relentless and I was not kind to myself. I mean, I was kind and compassionate, but I was not, let's just give you a break.
I would be like, fine.
I'll take a break, but I'll come back again. Come back again with full force. So it's you have to. To me, it's that complete responsibility. However, whatever it takes, and however hard it can get, okay, and to stay the course. And to me, that's really a mental framework that a person has to be willing to adopt if they have to in any way work with me, because I will challenge you, and I will be loving and kind about it, but I will still challenge you. Mm. And if you are going to get upset and hot and bothered about what I'm going to say, it's going to go nowhere. But I see that there is. You know, when you have that attitude towards yourself, that is, okay, I'm going to be still kind and compassionate, but I'm still going to be completely responsible, then it opens the door to, you know what, irrespective of whatever has happened in my life, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it is what it is. We always have to look, I mean, as you say, each of our personal stories are unique.
Yes.
Each of them are different. Some of them are like heartbreaking, heart-wrenching, terrible. But to stand at that place where I say, okay, this is my life. This is my story. However hard it is, I'm going to embrace it for what it is. And I'm going to step forward in faith. And I'm going to step into that space where I will say, okay, help me out here. I can't, either. It's too painful or it is what it is, but I need the help. Mm-hmm. And I think when a person takes that step in faith, and asks the universe, okay, help me out, make it happen, then little by little by little, that consciousness will shift from playing the victim into becoming someone who's really the creator of their life. Mm. So at the age of, irrespective of the age, you said, okay, how will you ask a person who doesn't matter what your age is? It is all about, will you be willing to take that step? Will you be willing to take responsibility? Are you open to that idea? Whether you're 20 or whether you're 30 or whether you're 40, that has to be the first step.
Yes.
And once that mental attitude is in place, then I think progress can be made.
It really is a mental attitude. It is that being willing to, and I think one of the things that you bring forward so beautifully is that we get lost in this idea that I'm weak and I'm small. And so when somebody presents to us the idea of personal responsibility, we push it away because we've been taught that we are not sufficient to even hold responsibility for ourselves.
Absolutely.
And a lot of time it requires that heartbreaking desperation of, I don't know what else to do. I'm going to try this because I've tried everything else and I'm miserable. To me, those are the clients that I look for and that I love to work with. Those people who have gone out and have played with their own ideas. They've played with society's norms and labels and all the ways that, you know, you could lose 15 pounds in 2 days, you know, all of that stuff. And they've arrived at the idea that I have no idea what to do. Help me. But that moment right there that our society here in the United States says is victimhood is really the source and the font of every last bit of growth that we will make, because that's the moment when we stop trying to please other people and in desperation just are willing to do anything for ourselves to live, to survive. So you're talking about how personal responsibility is like that attitude of gratitude. I've made it through this. I'm still alive. I'm willing to try. When you encounter a client like that, does that make you as happy as it makes me?
Yes, absolutely. Because, I mean, that's the first step. That's the open door, that they're opening the door to their own life, to what's inside of them. Yeah. No longer seeking the help from someone external, because the truth is it lies within. Everything is a mirror reflection. What we experience is life is a mirror reflection of what's going on inside. So the minute we step inside ourselves and say, okay, what's all this nonsense going on here? And I need to get a handle of it. That's when progress happens. And I think the beauty of that is that as one makes progress and as one really undertakes that journey, the outer reality begins to shift.
Yes.
You start to see that dance between what the effort you are putting in at an internal level and the manifestation of it in the real world, and you say, okay, I'll be patient and you become so self-aware that you're like, you can tell yourself, knock it off, you know, like just shut up. You know that you are whatever is happening outside is really
It's the reflection of what's going on.
So I think that, to me, that dynamic is so valuable. And I wish, you know, if a person could see when they are in the beginning stages that within 5 years, this is the dynamic that they will be able to play with. Mm-hmm. They have so much, they recognize their own personal power. They can, you know, they can recognize that everything is within them and the life is supporting them. So it's not something that happens overnight. It's not something I can tell you, okay, read this book. No, it's a perseverance. It's painful. It's struggle. It's like, oh God, I have to come back every day to this piece. And then you keep asking, please help me. I need to understand. And then becoming really aware, okay, I asked, I got this answer. Does it match? And then no. And you become, you know, it's that the intuition, your intuition rises. And then I think to me, it's a matter of embracing all the resources that you have. So it's like pulling in all your resources, pulling in all your power, placing your trust and faith in a supportive universe. And once you have all that inside, you say, okay, let me embark on this journey of living the life that I'm here to live in a more empowered way. And to me, that is really the whole idea of life coaching, to be able to help the person just pull everything back. You know, not to have these leaks and we were like little taps where everything is leaking, and that's when we're like totally out of control, and then we realize, okay, this tap is leaking, let me shut it so the water stops. You know, it's like you start playing with your own inner psyche or whatever it is, your unconscious states, your conscious states, and there is, I think, there is it's extremely powerful and you begin to recognize that after a long journey of hardship. It's not something that happens overnight. So
no, it is not. I have a surprise for you.
Yes, my dear.
We're done.
Good. Okay.
See?
So
Wasn't that bad, was it?
That was really quick, Sharon.
I know, it always goes by so fast for me, especially when I'm with somebody who's like passionately talking about what they love. Like, it seems like the time just right by me. So thank you so much for being with me today. And to all of our viewers, to Becky Stokes, who is here to see you, to Andrea Hendren, to Julie Mee, to Stephen Alexander, and a whole bunch of people here watching your interview today, just cheering you on. And I hope you go and watch and look through the comments when you get the chance. To all of our viewers, thank you for being here today. And if by any chance you find this video after we're no longer live, just drop us a hashtag replay. Let us know that you were here. Let us engage in some conversation with you. And if you like what you heard here, if you like the idea of a community that is the guru in which you get to share your gifts and receive the gifts of other people, head on over to discoveryourpathyou.com and check out our community. Check out our membership, all the free things that come with being a member of an incredible community. So again, to my guest, thank you so much, Claire, for being with me. To
our thank you, Karen.
My pleasure.
Even though I'm an Indian, I'm not good with it. I'll give you the hug. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you, everyone who showed up. And as always, guys.
You take care. Bye.
I love you. We'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.